We were talking about Wegmans in the last break. The supermarket, is it a thing? Ruth went. She said it's a thing. It doesn't sound like it's my thing, but, you know, people who want to walk a million steps to get what they could get at any other supermarket, it's a thing. So here's a News 12 report.
Oh, they are lining up. Becky, the weather is perfect. The new Wegmans in Norwalk. It opens at 9 this morning. And what a difference an hour makes. You know, our line is growing. It's starting to
checked in with him an hour ago, and there was, like, nobody there. And, like, now there's eight people there.
It might be.
And by the way, there's a person sitting in a chair. There's one person sitting in a chair.
Yeah. They seem very practiced on this kind of thing.
You should think about your health if you're bringing a chair to be like the first person in a supermarket to get food.
To wait an hour? Like, you can stand for 1 hour.
You can stand for an hour. If you can't stand for an hour, you should think about your choices. What are you sitting out for? Food.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's starting to wrap around the building. People are coming out of the woodwork here just to get into this store, which opens at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a big fanfare here.
This guy sounds too nice.
He sounds like the operator in Disney when you're about to go on Splash Mountain. R.I.P. I'm like, get ready, kid. I'm like, what's happening?
It's going to be a big fanfare here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he sounds like he should be narrating Winnie the Pooh, or he should be like on CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
That would be great, actually.
Oh my God.
Then Piglet's in.
It's going to be a big fanfare here. There's other media outlets here and photographers who have been snapping pictures.
There's not photographers. There's people with cell phones. Okay, there's a difference. He's really doing a good job. Like, if you're just listening to this, you're like, wow, this is really something else.
Yeah.
If you're watching the screen, you're like, none of that is happening.
I've seen more energy at a Little League game. Yeah.
Who have been snapping pictures. The Norwalk Police Department is here to help out as well. It is going to be so exciting. And the food, I mean, you can't wait to see what's going on in here.
95. I can wait.
You can. He's telling you.
And the food. Yeah, that's what's inside of a supermarket, by the way, just if you haven't noticed.
What did he think when they opened the doors was going to be? In there.
It was going to be, you know.
Oh, it's food.
Oh, my God. The door opened. Inside, there's food.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, Jesus. This guy's too nice. He's annoying.
I know.
He's so nice. Oh, it's annoying.
Nothing gets this guy mad. That's so annoying.
Right. Oh, my God, I'm stuck in traffic and someone just cut me off.
He's the guy you meet in the office kitchen Monday morning. You're like, hey, how was your weekend? And he starts actually telling you and you're like, oh, no, I don't actually have the time to listen to you cooking ribs for 17 minutes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but once you know who he is, you don't even say hi. You try not to make eye contact when they walk into the kitchen and you're like, I just got to get out of here right now.
What's up? How's it going? I'm in a rush.
Yeah, you give him the walking hi.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm on the move. Bye.
What's going on in here? 92,000 square feet, 500 employees, all locally hired here.
Who cares? He still hasn't said anything that makes me want to go there.
He colors every word. 5,000 things.
Yeah. 500 employees. One of them will just run you down with a cart if you're in the way.
I know.
There's so many employees, you can get run over with a cart.
Get out of the way, lady. Got lemons.
Exactly.
It has been a process 3 years in the making, and it's happening today. We talked to one lady in line. Holly Hilburn came all the way from West Hartford.
Well, I'm like the Wegmans number one super fan. I love Wegmans. I went to grad school in Rochester, New York, and so I learned about Wegmans living there and moved away from there in 2010. So I have not lived in a state with a Wegmans for many years and have visited, you know, the surrounding states' Wegmans. This is always a treat, but this was like the Super Bowl. I felt like this should be a holiday. So we were highly awaiting the arrival for this. Heard about the opening, you know, the plans for this, I think, in 2022. So it was exciting. So today's the day.
Do they have an edible aisle?
Okay.
Like, what is she on? I want some.
She's great. But he doesn't ask her any questions. And the obvious question is, what draws you here?
Yeah.
It's a simple question.
Since 2010, what have you been thinking about?
And you would solve the goddamn mystery.
What you been missing?
I know.
Right. Oh, there's people in the parking lot. There's a cop over here. There's people taking pictures. And there's food inside. There's still nothing that a regular supermarket doesn't have.
Oh, my God.
What are you going for first, Holly? You know, like, come on.
Yeah. What is your cart full
What
of?
Sets this apart from other supermarkets?
I know. And in West Hartford, we got Trader
You would
Joe's.
Have had your magic answer. You got the person who could deliver this answer.
When you're getting this laugh from someone.
I feel like it should be a holiday.
At a supermarket.
She knows something.
Yeah. She knows something.
I know. She knows something.
I'm like, is
She's
there a vibrator
giddy.
Aisle? What's happening
here?
Wegmans.
Oh, my God. I want to hear this reporter because he's so nice. It's annoying. I want to hear him go, like, cover a brutal murder.
Oh, my God. Like a fire.
Yeah, just something horrible. Like, let's see how he handles that.
She said it, the Super Bowl, I mean, it is like a sporting event as people.
It's really not. There's, like, the images don't support what he's saying.
Yeah. It looks like he's standing outside the DMV.
Yes.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Are waiting to get in here. We can't wait to get in there either. We're going to be back here in our next hour for when these doors open up. And I'll tell you what.
We should host a children's program.
I know. These doors.
These magic doors will open up.
Brown bear, brown bear. Yeah. What do you see?
I see food.
There's food inside. Chaz and AJ.
Excitement. I can't wait. Becky and Holly nailed it. She's like a Wegman super fan.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I've never like been. She's not like a super fan. She is a super fan.
She said she's the super fan. Yeah.
The super fan. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, wanted to see if I could answer some questions about Wegmans for you guys.
Okay. Is there an edible aisle? That's question one.
We have questions.
Yeah, what sets it apart? Why is it so special?
Well, one, you have an amazing amount of choices for thing. Everything's fresh. Customer service is outstanding. They make a ton of stuff in the store. Bakery, sushi, fresh food. There's like a little cafeteria in there. It's just like above and beyond any normal grocery store. I used to go there for 20 years.
All right, so this is for people who really like to cook and want the freshest ingredients, right?
Yeah, that and just selection, and, you know, the people actually...
This is not for the person who takes the pre-cut ham and the pre-cut cheese already packaged and just keeps going past the deli. It's not for that person.
Yeah,
right.
It's not for that person. Right.
Okay.
But it's got everything you can imagine and more. That's what makes it crazy. And everything is just, like, top-notch.
Hmm. So it's beyond your imagination.
No, I mean, I
No, you said it's everything I would imagine and then more. So everything I would imagine, but then more than I would imagine. It's beyond my imagination. Like, I could never even imagine what would be in this store.
That's about right.
Okay.
I'm thinking they have edibles. Yeah. I'm kidding.
No, we got more out of you than the super fan and that report.
Sure.
So,
no, you would find things there that you would never expect. I walked into a Wegmans in Rochester, and there was like a tea bar.
Ooh.
They're selling tea, sampling tea, like just goofy stuff.
Ooh, you got
yeah,
that's a really, really nice place.
You know what? It's not for me. Yeah, I just want to get in and get out. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to stop for tea, and I don't want people who want tea in my way. You know what I mean? Right, like I don't want to be part of chaos when I'm shopping. Can I tell you the most surprised I've ever been walking into a supermarket was Stu Leonard's. It was I think new at the time.
Oh.
And we drove out to Norwalk to go in, and it was a Saturday, and I was like, wow, this is pretty amazing. Just out in the parking lot. You know, and there's like little plastic, you know, fake people and stuff, and I'm like, oh, well, that's amusement park vibe. Yeah. I went inside, and it sounds like a festival. And I look up, and there's an actual live band playing on top of a shelf. I'm like, okay, I've never seen this before in a supermarket. Then I go around the corner, and someone, I had never had one in my life, they gave me a jalapeno popper with dipping sauce.
That was the first one you've ever had.
Whoa. First one I ever had in my
wow.
life. This is like in
you
the
remember
eight,
it
this
forever.
Is like 1989, 1990. I had that, and I turned right around. I got right back in line for a free jalapeno popper. I'm like, this is a supermarket.
Yeah.
Then you went down the butter aisle. The stick of butter singing at you. You're like, I had too many.
And I'm like, it was so weird. I'm pushing my cart. I'm looking up at the band, and I'm like, hey, thumbs up, man. They're playing country music. They got overalls on. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I would say it's a similar experience.
Okay.
To Leonard's.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds cool.
Like an experience.
All right, guys.
It's an experience. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I like his monotone delivery over this other guy, like the over-friendly, creepy man.
Oh, same.
Like this
she
guy.
She said it. The Super Bowl. I mean, it is like a sporting event.
I don't know this reporter, but I would not trust him with children.
Yeah, no.
And I'm just saying that based on his voice.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, definitely.
Voice and delivery. Sure, he's a stand-up guy. Great, great man. Great reporter, but
No.
You're not going to be alone with my kid.
Not invited to the birthday party. Bye.
If I go to the daycare center and I'm dropping off my kid and this guy comes out and starts, and you know what's inside? Food. I'm like, Chad, come back with me right now. We're leaving.
Hi, what are you supposed to be for Halloween?
No,
yeah,
a ghost?
Guys,
whoa,
like
that is so spooky.
Spooky.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Exactly.
Yep.
I'm out. Done. I'm out.
They always like to go to those nicknames, too. They're like, hey there, bucko.
Yeah.
No, we're done. We're done.
Right.
Don't call him a buckaroo.
You got the khakis with the cuffs on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look like you work at Blockbuster. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I'm sure
by
he's
the way.
A nice guy.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. I just
no. He, you can tell he is.
He's
you can
too
just
nice.
Hear the tone in his voice.
His wife probably wants to choke him out just to get some reaction.
Or
out of
she
him.
She sounds just like him.
All right, yeah, that would
probably.
Even be worse.
That would
right?
be worse.
She's got the apron on and she's got like warm muffins. You want some warm muffins?
Why? This is the best muffin I've had all day.
Literally, they're just so positive about everything.
They dress up like Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus at
yeah,
Christmas.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Ho, 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 everyone. Oh, my God. We got to get this guy on the phone.
A banana nut muffin? Why, that's my favorite.
And you made it low-cat.
I'm going to be thinking about this muffin for days.
Jerry in Southington.
Well, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good, thanks.
You know, that lady they interviewed, man, she sounds exactly like Kamala Harris. She got that laugh just like Kamala. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, like that fake nervous
yeah,
laugh.
Yeah, just listen to that, yeah.
Surrounding states Wegmans. This is always a treat, but this was like
crazy.
The Super Bowl. I felt like it should be a holiday.
She just got that dingbat laugh, you know?
Jesus.
All right, we got to go. All right. The dingbat laugh. All right, thank you, Jerry.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.